Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today on this powerful Monday? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspectives, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. We are also on day 20 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. Well, our topic for today is, have you downloaded God's app for your life? Have you downloaded God's app for your life? And we are coming from the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And I am reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he, meaning God, will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Have you downloaded God's app for your life? Now make that personal. Repeat after me. Have I downloaded God's app for my life? Hallelujah. In the scripture that I read to you today, we are talking about the Lord giving instruction, which is to be able to memorialize what God tells the prophet or the person or you or I to do. And the Lord lets him know why this is important. It's important that you write down the vision, or that you write down what I have instructed, and not just write it, but write it plainly so that you can do what? He may run that readeth it. In other words, he or she can go forward with it, can progress with it, move on it, strategize it, make plans around this thing, write down goals and concrete steps to achieve it. But notice the Lord didn't say, I'm just giving you this vision and now you run with it. He said, no, write the vision and make it plain. And then he said, because see, it's not for you to see all of it manifested right now. It's for yet, in other words, in the future, in appointed time. So that means that it is going to come to pass when I have ordained it to come to pass. But see, you may not know the exact time, the exact day or hour when that will be. So I need you to write this down so that you can stay focused. You can stay in your lane. You can stay consistent with what and whom I have called and ordained for you to do and be. See, when you don't have the vision written down, when you don't have signs, it is very easy to go awry. It is very easy to lose your direction. You know, even when you are going from where you are right now to a new place geographically, what do? You plug that into your GPS because you do know the end result of where you're supposed to be, but you don't know how to get there. So your navigation system or your GPS is there to guide you along the way. And not only is this information available in your navigation or GPS, but even the state and the federal government have understood the importance of guiding you along the way to your ultimate destination by putting signs, mile markers, routes all along the path so that you can stay focused. I mean, if you wanted to go from Florida, where I am, to LA, you know, Los Angeles, you wouldn't just get in your car, having never been to where you are, and just start driving unless you just want to waste quite a few days, weeks, or months of your precious time here on earth, and you most likely would not arrive at your destination. If you did, it would have been with a lot of unnecessary setbacks. If you go to the airport, maybe you want to fly. You don't just jump on a plane. You first have to reserve your ticket of where I want to go. And then the pilot can take you there. So here we are with the Lord saying, write this vision, make it tables so that you can run with it because it's surely going to come. There is a time for you to live your best life and for you to receive all that I have promised. And then he said, though it tarry, wait for it. Don't give up. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't get off course. Don't settle for less. Don't take down. Don't lower your standards because it shall surely come, it states in verse 3. Not it is a probability nor possibility, but it shall surely come. It will not tarry. Come on and tell the Lord hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about this, an application of today. Last year at the end of December 2016, I taught you, and at that time, morning motivation did not even exist. I just did the last 100 days remove all clutter challenge. And I taught you how to write a vision plan. And we focused on five categories. Spiritual, do you remember them? Spiritual, relational, which includes your family, financial, professional, and health and recreation. And during the last 2 weeks of December 2016, I taught you how to begin to put together your vision plan for 2017. I mean, I taught you how to brainstorm, and then I taught you how to, seek the Lord about what you were supposed to be doing and who you are, not whom everyone else has told you are, not whom you desire to be, but whom God has told you are. I taught you about the different offices and ministries and spiritual gifts, and I taught you how to find your place in the body. Then we had those five areas, and I taught you how to brainstorm in each area, and then how to write out, 3 to 5 bullet points in each of those columns of how you would make it to where you're supposed to be. For those of you listening who are in healthcare, I went back, if you will, to my nursing days, and it looks like a care plan, basically, for how you do it. Then after you did that, after you brainstormed and you put your steps, then I taught you how to put your vision statement into one statement, and I'm going to remind you of mine. We don't have but a few minutes, and then I'm going to tell you my 2018 vision because I've already done it, and I'm going to see if you can recognize the nuances. And today, to help you out, during the last 2 weeks of this year, as we're working on this, you can actually download a printable copy, a printable template from my fieldthefire.com website. I'll give you that announcement at the end so that as we go through this for the next 2 weeks, you will actually have the paper in front of you. You're downloading the app, right? So that you can put your vision into effect. So do you remember my vision at the end of 2016? It was, I am married, and I'm not even reading it. I remember it to this
to this day because I meant it. I internalized it. But I am a happily married multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel, advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family who will take at least three major trips this year. That's what I put in 2016 for my 2017 vision. Now, here we are almost at the end of 2017, and I have to speed it up because we don't have but 15 minutes. But make sure you don't miss another podcast this week and next week or through the end of the year, because we're going to be doing this every day, really breaking this down. So, you know, that went toward the spiritual, right? Effective minister of the gospel, because I'm a minister of the gospel. And one of my steps was, or one of my acts, was that I wanted to evangelize more. So I started the Morning Motivation podcast on Blog Talk Radio, which you're listening to now, on January 1st, 2017. And I'm here Monday through Friday at 6:30. You can call in live 323-870-4180 or hear the recording posted on my website after 8 a.m., right? At feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. And then I said I wanted to evangelize more. So I've actually been out speaking and evangelizing more than the prior year. Well, then I said that I am effective advocate for criminal justice reform. Of course, because in addition to being a registered nurse, I am an attorney. Criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. I became an attorney after my brother's incarceration, right? So that's what I did. I began to take on more cases, et cetera. And I praise God. You know, I took on more criminal defense cases. And to this date, I've been an attorney now 4.5 years. I've never lost a criminal defense case. Not one. Never lost a case. You know, I didn't plead people out. They didn't get probation, plea deals, no contest. Never lost a case. So that is such a blessing, right? Well, then I also made sure that I got more involved in the NAACP, which I am part of legal redress there, because that's also part of my advocacy. Then I said, and reconciliator of my family. Now, are you seeing where these go into the categories? The ministry went into the spiritual. The effective advocate for criminal justice reform went into my professional. The multimillionaire went into my financial. The married went into my relational, right? And reconciliator of my family, always trying to bring about that peace. So that also went under relational. Who will take at least three major trips this year? So that went under health and recreation. Can you see how that works? Well, I did the three major trips. I went to the National NAACP in Baltimore. I went to our National Church of God in Christ convention in November to St. Louis. I went to our state NAACP conference just this last week in Orlando. So I did that. And I did the reconciliation for the family. I did the criminal justice reform. But there are two things that have not occurred this year at this point. One is the multimillionaire and the other is being married. Now, I've had multiple opportunities, let me tell you, to be married this year, my God. But they weren't the right people. So do I just give up on the vision? I got to hurry up. Our time is running. But I'm hoping you see, this explains to you why you got to download God's app for your life. These are the things that are for my life, right? You have to fill in what God wants for your life in these five areas. So make sure you print off the form so you can follow along with me. So now listen. To my 2018 vision, there are only a few nuances and changes, because what I learned in working through this year is that I really don't need to change the overall vision. But now that I have accomplished some of these things, I need to modify some of the steps in each category. So listen and let me see if you pick out the differences based on having heard my 2017 vision. Then we have to go into prayer. I love you. Thank you for holding on with me. You ready? Everybody ready? Listen, I am a perpetually happy, healthy, and effective married multimillionaire minister of the gospel, advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least 4 major trips this year. Hear it one more time, and I got to get ready to go into prayer. I am a perpetually happy, healthy, and effective married multimillionaire minister of the gospel, advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least 4 major trips this year. Well, one of the main differences you should have heard was perpetually happy. Perpetually means continuously, unending, ongoing. You know, see, I did a lot of things this year, but I wasn't happy throughout all of them. Some of it felt like I'm just trying to run, you know, fight against the clock to meet my goals so I can tell you I did it. Hence the multiple opportunities to be married, you know, going through dates and men coming and wanting to just marry me, etc. And me almost acquiescing. I promise you, I almost did at least twice because I was saying, well, this is my vision and here it is. But I just had to take a step back. Wait a minute. There are some major flags here with this man or these two men, and they're telling me, but I'm dismissing the flags because I want to so go ahead and fulfill this vision because I'm an overachiever. I don't like to fail at anything. So if I do this, I'll be there. And at least one was already a multimillionaire, so that would have taken care of everything. But wait, they're not treating me right. You know, they're not attentive. They're lying. They're doing things they shouldn't do. They're demanding things of me that I can't give to them outside of marriage. I mean, there were quite a few issues there. And so I had to step back and say, wait a minute. The plan is ongoing. Your vision doesn't mean that I have to and you got to go. But I hope this is blessing you. I hope it's encouraging you. Writing the vision plan doesn't mean that if you don't do everything in that particular year, you are a failure, because it may even be that God modifies a step or something happens in your life that you can't get to it. So I was so liberated and relieved when I started working on my 2018 vision to find out that God didn't change the vision that He told me to write down. The core elements are the same because it is commensurate to the call and purpose on my life. Does that make sense to you? Your vision should not be changing every year to the point that it changes the core of who you are, unless God has somehow, revealed in you that your core is in opposition to His word. But if you have sought Him and you are walking within His calling and staying within your lane, then that vision shouldn't change. It's just going to be the different steps. Let me give you an example, and then I have to go into prayer. Well, first of all, let me deal with that. So perpetually happy. And that was great because putting that in now allows me under my relational, which includes family and friends, to include different steps for 2018. Relinquishing some friends, not being around some family members as much. Because that's what it's going to take for me to live a happy, not that I stop loving, that I stop praying, that I stop being there for them, but understanding that sometimes misery loves company. And if people are perpetually negative, despite all you try to do to encourage them and inspire them to the point where you become their garbage can, because every time you talk to them, they're dumping something, you have to say, I can't do that, right? So perpetually happy. Did you hear me add healthy? Now, I'm already in pretty good shape, but I'm going to make sure I'm in even better shape this year. And one of the things that I did is I'm adding that I'm taking a full multivitamin with iron and minerals every day. Right? Because now, as you get older, you need to already be taking care of yourself. And I'm really in very good shape, but I can do better. Let me pull out one more thing for you, draw out one more thing, and then I'm going to move on. So under the minister of the gospel, for example, that didn't change, right? That I want to be an effective minister of the gospel. And morning motivation is not going away. But guess what? There will be a change next year to how I air this. Right now, this is a live podcast aired on morning on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday. But my son, you know, who is very much into business, computers, marketing, and, you know, I love him so much. He's my only child, my grown son. He began to say to me, Mom, there are other ways you need to get this out as well, because this platform, not meaning Blog Talk Radio, but just the live, the podcast, is not always the best method because people want video, etc. So he's going to help me put all of this together. And one other thing I added is that I'm going to be undergoing missionary training for my church's denomination. Now, I'm already a licensed minister. I've been licensed for years. But as part of Church of God in Christ, we also have a separate licensure for the ministers, and lady ministers are, you know, referred to as missionaries in our denomination. So guess what? My pastor told me a few months ago, or last month, that he wanted me, 2 months ago, he wants me to undergo that. And my pastor is an awesome advocate of me. And I just praise the Lord for he and his wife. They're just so great because he wants to put me out there even more. So to do that within our denomination, I need to get this particular certification. The class starts in January and it takes about 2 or 3 months. And it's just a few hours on Saturdays. So do you see? I didn't change effective minister, but now there's another step under there. And then I put to evangelize or run a revival or speak at an event at least quarterly. So please know you can reach out to me as well. You can also see video sermons and everything of me on my website. And you can contact me for your church or event at fieldfire.com. So I hope this has blessed you and that you will please go to my website today. I got to end. I ran over, but I hope you. I hope it was worth it for you. You have to go to my website, and on the Morning Motivation page, you will see the form that you can print off, because the other thing about this plan is then it breaks it down into quarters, through March, then second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, so that as you're putting your plan into place, you put time guidelines on it so that you can do what the Lord said in Habakkuk 2:1-4. You can run when you read it because you know when you're supposed to accomplish certain things. And then each of my quarters have a different theme. So if you work this with me, oh my God, you're going to love this. And if you are married, I ask that you print it off and give one to your spouse because you need to do one separately for the personal call that the Lord has on each of your lives. And then after you do that separately, then you bring it together to make one overall vision for your home. Then, but you can't make the vision for the home first. You first have to do it for each of you because that's your way of saying, this is what I want to see happen. This is what God has told me. Then he or she's going to say it. And then you're going to come together, put this stuff together and say, okay, now let's see what we need to do for our home. I would also encourage you to let your children do this. Even if they're grown-ups, even if they're kids, make this a great family event for the last few weeks of this year. You only have about 2.5 weeks. And then on January 1st, you guys pray over it because it will be written. It will be plain upon tables. You come into agreement and you pray over it and you run with it. All right, let's get ready to go into prayer. I'm running out of time here. And then I'm going to give you one final announcement of what my website is and all of the information you'll need. And we'll end with your task for today and our song. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We just praise you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say hallelujah because, God, you are so great. On today, you have put us in position to empower our lives such as we never have done before. For to not just be a spectator watching the screen of our lives go by, but to actually be positioned to download the app for our individual lives so that we are no longer those who just name it and claim it, make reckless, empty, non-productive New Year's resolutions, but we are now those who actually bring into fruition in our lives the things, the promises and blessings that you have given unto us. You have now taught us that we don't just have to exist, but that we can really plan out our lives within the context of knowing that the steps of a good man or good woman are ordered by the Lord, that we can really seek your face and we can plan out things and bring them into fruition. We don't have to wait on someone else to do it. We don't have to give our lives, our joy, our happiness, our peace, our health over to someone else anymore. We don't have to sit around people who are negative. We don't have to be anybody's garbage cans anymore. But today we have been liberated. We understand now that our lives have purpose, that each of us has divine purpose and validation in this earth to live our best lives every day, every minute, every second, even if we have been separated, even if we have been divorced, even if we have been in sin, even if we have done anything that was outside of your word, that it's okay. Today you came with another chance, a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. No matter what we look like, no matter where we live, no matter our education or financial status, no matter how much we weigh, no matter our race nor ethnicity, no matter our pedigree nor legacy, today is the day that you have empowered us to download the app for our lives and to run with it. Father, we are about to do great things. We are about to see ourselves the way in ways we've never seen ourselves before. We are about to be the most beautiful, the most handsome. We're about to open businesses. We're about to flourish in ministry. We're about to flourish in our marriages, in our relationships. Our children are about to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are making changes. We're about to have money in the bank. We're about to be able to live the life that we desire, not because of some kind of false name it and claim it, not because of we're waiting on someone else, but because today we're writing the vision and making it plain. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later today that they will go to the website, download this, that they will commit to tuning in every day with me Monday through Friday live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern as we write this vision. In Jesus' name, bless them, Lord. Amen. All right, if you are not saved or you're backslidden, I want to invite you into the family of Christ. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask that you create in me a clean heart. Come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone. Just praise the Lord. Let me give you one announcement, your task for today, and then we got to end. I went over. I really am going to make sure I stay within the 15 minutes of teaching for the rest of this. So please, the rest of this year. And then we end with the song of the day, which, you know, always is a few extra minutes. But that's one of my task as well, to stay within time and be considerate of your time. So just praise the Lord as I give you this announcement, and then we'll give you your task and we'll end. Just, oh, don't you feel it? Oh my God, he just opened the windows of heaven up into you. I'm sorry, but I felt that anointing. Just begin to lift your hands right now and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, the windows of heaven are open. Whatever it is that you need from God, whatever it is that you want, the angels are all around you right now in your atmosphere. Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise him. Call it out. Begin to just speak into the atmosphere what you need from God. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him. Now, this is how you tune in. Keep praising him to Morning Motivation live with Evangelist Rossi Williams. You call in at 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. If you miss it live, you can hear the recording posted after 8 a.m. and it stays there all day on my website, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. You can access that from your laptop, tablet, cell phones, and you can also share the broadcast with others by just telling them to go to feeldfire.com. You can learn about me, my story, my bio. You can see prior videos of prior sermons, and that's how contact me as well to come to your church. Everything is at fieldfire.com or following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Now, my number of friends is full, the 5,000. However, you are still able to follow me and you will still be able to see the post as well. Now, I have some great things coming up this week. Last week, due to my era, I was unable to bring in Sister Latasha Allen, who is a great woman of the Lord, who's written a great new book. And again, that was due to my era. But I will be scheduling with her to get her in this week, because I definitely want you to order her new children's book and hear her story. You're talking about someone who was a teenage mom, et cetera, who now I used to babysit her when she was a kid. Okay, so you got to hear her powerful testimony. Don't miss it. She's going to encourage a lot of you. All right, your task, our topic for today is, have you downloaded God's app for your life? Your task for today is to go to fieldfire.com, download the template for the vision plan so that we can get your personalized app ready. All right, change is going to come is our song by Sam Cooke. We're there, folks.
The river I've been running ever since. It's been a long,
long time coming,
but I know. Up there beyond the sky, it's been a long,
long
time
coming,
but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me believe. And then I went to my father, and I said, Father, I'm down on my knees. There have been times that I thought I couldn't last too long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a
long
time coming, but I know